This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
A live toad and human bones were among the items seized from international travellers at Australia's airports last year. And whilst little is known of what fate awaited the toad before it was seized at Sydney Airport, it was one of almost 400,000 items intercepted across the country's international terminals in 2023. Other discoveries included a slug, a frog in a plastic bag, a whole banana tree complete with root system and soil, dried duck kidneys, and cobras in rice wine. Holy water from the Ganges was another of the more notable attempted imports.
Hang on. I need to say something about the things that people have tried to bring into Australia. Yeah. So I got gifted a little bottle from a friend that has a small snake in it. Oh. Does that mean that's illegal?
I would suspect that
Real snake?
Yeah, it's been like pickled. It's like a pickled snake bottle.
So it's had too much to drink on its way across and it's just had enough. I think that would be illegal. I tend to think any sort of animal.
Yeah, when you said cobras in
rice wine,
I was just like, maybe that's what it is.
Well, I mean, I reckon that's exactly what that is. And I reckon you've just been really lucky.
They've got it from a little
mini
bar.
And now you've admitted
bar.
It on the airwaves. Yeah. So.
I didn't bring it into the country. No, it was gifted to me.
Right,
so
cool.
Yeah, that's
fair
all right.
Cool.
That's okay then.
Hey, how are we feeling about Eurovision? How do we feel about it? Are we excited for it?
I am excited for Eurovision this year, yeah.
I don't get excited until the week of.
Yeah, no, that's fair. How do we feel about One Makalé, the song that Electric Fields are taking to Eurovision this year?
I love it. Yeah. I think it is a fantastic song.
I do as well. Well, people are having a lot of different feelings about it. So for the next half an hour, we're going to dive into Eurovision here on the show. But we want to know what you all think. Do you like One Makalé? Do you not? Is it a slay or nay? We've already put a little poll up on our Insta socials, which we have the results for. But who knows? The messages that you send in could tip the scales.
Let us know, 0427 569 949.
Or you can email onair@joy.org.au.
This is Ariana Grande. We can't be friends, but we can.
I was about to say, what? What?
We can all be friends, just not with Ari.
Joy.
It's 22 minutes to 8. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
And we are talking all things Eurovision, mainly because coming up we're going to be finding out how you can vote in the Australian Eurovision Top 100.
Yes. So this is of all time, right?
Yeah. So I had to do deep diving research into it by just clicking on the link that Joy Eurovision have created. And it's of all time, but not of any songs from this year.
That makes sense.
Which makes sense, but that's a lot of songs to pick from. And you know how Eurovision fans are. They either have their loves or their hates. There's no in between. Well, that got us thinking about this year's Eurovision song, because when Electric Fields were announced as the artists who were going to be performing, it was very polarizing. People either loved or hated it.
Yes, it's true, but I think we need to hear what the people are saying.
Well, absolutely. So I took to the streets, and here's a chat I had while in Dalesford with Tom from Tasmania, who was very excited about One Makalé. Tell me your thoughts on Electric Fields' entry for this year.
I think it's fantastic. I think that we've got a fantastic song. I think that we've got a fantastic sing. I think that we've got a fantastic message behind it. And I think with a little bit of Eurovision chutzpah, we've got an actual chance this year.
But please say fantastic one more time, Tom.
What do you mean by chutzpah?
I think she has a certain something, a certain spark that has been a je ne sais quoi, and a power behind her performance that we haven't necessarily had in previous things. Not to mention, I mean, the queer and the Aboriginal and the First Nations. It adds an extra layer of importance to it that we don't always have.
Have you ever seen Electric Fields perform before?
Not live. I've seen... No.
You're in for a treat.
Oh, I cannot wait. I've seen recordings of them performing live, and that's why I'm super excited, because we don't always have people who can bring it even more live than they can in a studio. And I think that once those lights are on her and the effects that they've got behind them are going on, it's going to go off.
I thought you were going to say, we don't normally have live performance in Tasmania. Sure.
That was a yay for One Mil Khale by Electric Fields for Eurovision.
Little Jace is also messaging saying, I do love One Mil Khale, however, I don't think it's going to win. It may not even get into the top five. I think Sweden's Marcus and Martinus are unforgettable, may come up this year. Well, this is the joy of Eurovision. You never know which way it's going to go.
So true. We are going to have Michael, our grand leader of Joy Eurovision, on the phone very shortly to find out how we can vote in Joy Eurovision's Top 100.
But let us know what you think of One Makale, One Blood by Electric Fields. Message in on 0427 569949.
Or email onair@joy.org.au.
Joy.
It's 18 minutes to 8. You're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean.
We are talking all things One Mil Khale from Electric Fields. And we're about to get Michael from Joy Eurovision on the line to talk all things Eurovision Hottest 100.
We were asking you what you think of Electric Fields' entry this year. And we thought instead of just asking you, let's play it. And then you can tell us what you think. Message in on 0427 569949.
Or email us onair@joy.org.au and let us know what you think about this song.
I stand in the eye of the spiral, one of them billions. My soul slips away from its title, one of them billions. And I descend to the center of the earth. What you gonna do in the real world, Mickey? What you gonna do when you see Mel Ali? Mel Ali, Mel Ali. Cause cake reverse to the planets, to the Fleetwood Macs and the Janets. Mel Ali live while entertaining the gods. One Mel Ali live, Mel Ali live. It's raining love. One Mel Ali live, Mel Ali live.
We're on the gravitron as a tank of within billions of our souls and angels.
We kiss and matter dismantles.
It is 7:45. That was One Mil Khale by Electric Fields, and I think it's a big yay.
I agree. I think it's a slay, slay, slay. So does Murray, who said hell yes to this song. It's amazing. I could not agree more. You know what? We are talking all things Eurovision this morning, not only because we have a banger of a song that we're sending over to Eurovision this year with Electric Fields, but because a gang at Joy Eurovision have a bit of a voting that's going on.
Yeah, a Hottest 100 500, you might say. Mm-hmm. And joining us on the line now, we have the leader of the pack from Joy Eurovision. It is Michael Pohl. Welcome back to Joy Breakfast.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. Now, don't use the term hottest 100.
No, okay? It is.
Because you never know what the ABC might do.
Bestest 100 of Eurovision.
It's the top 100. It's the Joy Eurovision top 100. For another year, Joy Eurovision are partnering with OGAE Australia to create our own countdown on Rachel's birthday, in fact.
I know. Thank you so much. What a lovely present for my birthday day, Michael.
Oh, it's a way to give back to you, Rachel. It's a way to give back.
Amazing.
It's going to be a huge one. It's our like fifth go at this, and it's nice to have the Europeans have to wake up at stupid o'clock to enjoy Eurovision.
Hey, well,
this is one of the this is one of the joyful things about Eurovision is you know what? On the actual competition, we get up at crazy o'clock, but to enjoy the Joy Eurovision Top 100, we're the ones that do it. But you know what? I'm not going to lie, Michael. I'm a little bit stressed and confused trying to make my top picks because there's so many songs to choose from.
There are songs all the way from the very first contest 60 odd years ago through to now. Now, granted, not many of those songs get in. However, they are there to choose from, and it just gets worse every year because there's another 30 odd songs added to the collection.
Now, we've got 5 days left to vote, mm-hmm. Which leads me to think that so you've got a week to calibrate and calculate all of the votes and put them into a 100. Now, Michael, how hard is that, seeing as you're doing a whole 12 points to 1 point scale on the voting?
It's not easy, but we've got some boffins at OGAE Australia who are very good at spreadsheets, they can whip up a list of 100 songs thanks to all the votes by the time we need them on Easter Monday.
I do think it's amazing that you're doing the voting like it's actually Eurovision as well. So, you know, first gets 12 points, which is pretty awesome. And also that just makes it harder to pick the ones that you want to pick. Can you pick any songs from this year's Eurovision Song Contest, or is it only ones that have aired before?
It must be only songs that have appeared on the stage at Eurovision. So 2023 and prior are the only ones that you need. You can choose. You can get yourself ready for next year's countdown, but not so much for this one.
So each time you do a countdown, do you tend to see a handful of songs end up in the top 10? Regularly?
Yeah. Look, we've had Loreen appear every year. Mm. Kano.
Are there any you're sick of?
Look, there are some songs that I wish were maybe lower in the list, or songs that I think should be higher in the list. But, you know, I don't have control over this, unfortunately. I wish I did sometimes. We just play what we're told to play. And if Australia wants to hear Loreen's song in the top five again, then, well, so be it.
Well, you've got two to choose from.
What if the top two songs were both Loreen?
Ooh.
I would not be shocked in the slightest.
Well, we could make that happen. We could tell people, put for your 12 points and your 10 points, Loreen and Loreen.
Here's what I wonder. With so many different songs to choose from and so many to pick now, and so many Eurovision-like fanatics voting in the Joy Eurovision Top 100, are you always surprised where ABBA places in the list?
I am surprised because we don't actually hear Waterloo. Oh, no, I take that back. Waterloo has appeared occasionally from memory, but it's also only the one song. Mm. And so it's people lately have been voting for songs that are more recent songs.
Ooh.
And it's only occasionally that those bigger, older ones from, you know, before the... even the 2000s get a go.
Well, Michael, you should know my feelings on ABBA. The song is, in fact, how I think about them. It is watery loo water that deserves to be flushed. But anyway, there are so many amazing Eurovision songs. You got to love the chicken song. I always forget that. It's a Ukrainian band, is that right?
Oh, look, no. I'm not sure which one you mean. I'm going to need a bit
the
of a lyric, at least.
In all of
a bit more. Oh. We're going to have to find that. You know what? Voting closes in the Joy Eurovision Top 100 on the March the 25th, so you haven't got long. In fact, you've only got, what, the next
five days.
5 days to get your votes in. The way that you do it is going to joy.org.au/Joy Eurovision to place your vote. We're going to make sure that we share all the details each and every day on the Joy Breakfast Instagram and socials so that you can get your voting in as the countdown goes on.
And then tune in on my birthday, which is, in fact, a public holiday as well. You are so welcome. On April 1st from 10 a.m. to hear the 100 top Eurovision countdown.
Michael, before you go, what do you reckon? What would you like to be number one on the list?
I would love Jess Mauboy's We Got Loved.
Number one. Good choice. Yeah, good choice.
That's my personal favourite.
Well, we will catch you then. And, of course, you can tune in to Joy Eurovision every Saturday as well here on Joy.
Joy.
We are jumping back into our Eurovision conversation.
We're finding out what you think about Juan Macaulay, Electric Fields' fantastic song. We actually, just to let you all know, the results of the Joy Breakfast poll that we put on the socials, it actually ended up pretty even, didn't it, Rach?
Yeah, a very close call, but I think the yays win.
Oh, yes, absolutely won. So for whether you thought Juan Macaulay was slay or nay, 75% of votes were slay and 25 were nay. But for where you thought Juan Macaulay is going to place, whether in the finals or just stay in the semis, actually it's 75% for finals and 25% for semis.
Pretty good. Look, we got another message through saying, I love the song, I love the group, I love its representation and the message it brings. Bring it on. And then JJ has said, I've listened a couple of times and my opinion has not changed. JJ thinks it is mediocre and will garner a mediocre result. Ooh. The chorus isn't memorable and just sounds like it'll place 12th to 19th.
Well, JJ's not
very specific.
It's very specific, but JJ is very specific when it comes to music, and JJ's not the only one to have that opinion. We're going to play you some audio a little bit later, but we're in the next hour of the show, so we're not only talking Eurovision, we're also going to be speaking with Yara Trams about their workplace inclusion win at the Victorian Pride Awards, and that's not all, is it, Rach?
No, I had a bit of a day yesterday, and I need to find out where's the weirdest place you've lost something.
It's not just that, a bit of a day. You had a crazy day.
It was strange. It was a strange, crazy day.
It's the kind of day that would absolutely be the episode of a sitcom. You need to write that into a script, Rach, but you'll find out more about that in the next hour.
Straight after Kim Petras, we're going to hear about the nay towards Eurovision. Mm-hmm.
Joy.
It is 10 minutes past 8 on your Wednesday hump day.
And we've been talking all things Eurovision.
We are trying to get the votes in on whether we think it's a slay or a nay for One Milkale by Electric Fields.
Now, online on the Joy Breakfast Insta socials, it certainly was not a landslide, but, you know, like 75%
heavily
of votes.
Slay.
75% of votes were all for the slay, thinking we're going to do very well. But when it comes to the nitty gritty, people have some other opinions.
Yeah, Little Jace said here in Australia, we love the message of One Milkale, but will it transfer across as strong a message at Eurovision?
That's the same thing that I got asked my friend Nick, who is obsessed with Eurovision, so much so I decided to ask Nick his opinion. So when One Milkale came out, you had some very strong opinions. What do you think of Australia's entry for Eurovision this year?
I like it. I definitely think it's not as strong as it could be. I mean, the obvious comparison is to 2000 and whatever, which was their previous song. It's weaker in terms of the energy, but I think it's still a good song. It's just missing something. I don't know. I feel like if the Indigenous instrumentation was stronger throughout the song, that would give it more of a character. It kind of feels a bit generic beyond that.
So the way you've kind of described things, I think that's kind of how Dizzy sounds, the UK entry.
Generic?
Yeah.
Oh, it 100% is. I mean, Dizzy is just a very good radio song that is designed to do well on radio and as a single for Ollie, but I don't think that'll win Eurovision either.
Okay, so could the live performance be what changed it, or do you think it's not even going to be saved by that?
Electric Fields are incredible live, but on camera and as a TV show, they're not really experienced. So I'm unsure. I believe SBS know what they're doing and they can get it there. So I'm very much, I need to see it before I judge it, because I think they could do something amazing that I don't know what it will be. But at the same time, I have my worry over how I've seen Electric Fields on TV before. So
I love it. I feel like you're just so hesitant. It's like it's all going to come down to that performance at the semi-final.
Very much so. It's just there's so many unknowns, especially like the music video was just a lyric video, which is normal for Electric Fields. I think they've done maybe 2 actual music videos on any of their singles. So, yeah, it's very much going to be the live performance and how it reads on stage will be the determining factor for us. I think Australia could miss out on this final, but at the same time, definitely has a chance if SBS gets it right.
I stand in the
Rach, I feel like I disagree with Nick in a very massive way, but isn't it funny? We've had a yay and a nay put in, right? And both of them say it's going to come down to the live performance, but one's never seen them before and one has seen them.
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting? But I almost feel like our entry for Eurovision is like our opinion when Australia has a Real Housewives franchise. We're so critical about it. We're so detailed about it. And everything Nick said, I don't agree at all. Like, I listen to the song. You can hear it in the background right now. I think the levels are there. The diversity of music is there. Like, there's so much to the song. I can't stop moving to it. It blows my mind when people have such specific opinions.
I think because a lot of people are comparing it to 2000 and whatever, which was a phenomenal song. However, I think this one with the, especially the didgeridoo that comes in and has a bit of like a didgeridoo solo, I think it's going to go down well on stage.
If they actually bring out a didgeridoo and have it being played on the Eurovision stage, I think the audience will go crazy.
We'll see. If they don't do it, I think they're doing themselves a disservice.
But even just, well, I agree, but even just not including the didgeridoo, let's just bring it up right now. Have a listen. I think the levels and power is there amazingly. To see we don't own the universe. The beat's fantastic. Feel the body's blood. We belong to her. I love it.
The verses are more mellow, but I think it gives that the chorus more room to explode.
And it brings that power right here, this bit. I love it.
You can hear the beat, it's about to drop. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, dance!
Isn't it great?
Yes.
I think we have a really fantastic entry.
What if they had a choir for that bit?
Well, you can't have a choir. There's a limited number of people you can have on the stage, but it doesn't mean they can't have a choir
recorded
behind them or a couple of other performers.
That would be cool
And this is what we love about Eurovision, everyone. Everyone has an opinion, but the only ones that are right are mine.
Right. Well, if you want to be like Dean and be the only person with an opinion, you can vote on the top 100 of all-time Eurovision songs. Head to joy.org.au/Joy Eurovision and you will find the voting form.
Yeah, you vote just like in Eurovision. There are 12 points, then 8, 12, 10, 8, all of it. You make 12 picks. It's pretty cool. Make sure to place your votes. They close on Monday. We're going to be reminding you every day, and we're going to put the details on our socials as well, because we can't wait on April 1st from 10 in the morning to not only wish Rach a happy birthday, even though we won't be on air at that time, but to hear the top 100 Joy Eurovision songs that Australia decides.
It's 16 minutes past 8. You're on Joy Breakfast.
Joy.
We've gotten a couple of messages through.
This one from Jess saying, never been to Eurovision, but Juan Macaulay has changed that. And Simo is saying, I feel like it's a didgeridon't. It's a bit planned and nothing. Well, all music is planned.
Yeah.
That's how it makes good music.
Joy.
Have you heard the news? Well, if you haven't been listening to the show for the past hour, because the Joy Eurovision Top 100 is back for 2024. Get your Easter eggs and hot cross buns ready as Joy teams up with OGAE Australia to count down your 100 favourite Eurovision songs on Easter Monday. That's April 1st, also known as Rach's birthday. Now, if you're in Australia or a Joy member, you can vote right now. All you've got to do is head to joy.org.au/Joy Eurovision for all of the details. And hurry, the voting closes on Monday, March 25th. Joy Eurovision Top 100 with OGAE Australia. Monday, April 1st from 10 a.m. right here on Joy.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.